Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again, driving back from Mackey Arena, following Purdue's 73-63 come-from-behind win over Minnesota. This is your Golden Black Radio post-game podcast edition brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, the East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Obviously, an important win, one that did not come easily for Purdue, which trailed by 13 points with 14 minutes to go on its home floor. So obviously, Minnesota did a lot of things well. Purdue did a lot of things not so well. Turnovers by Purdue really kind of let Minnesota a couple times get out in transition. Purdue had some lapses in transition defense here and there. And Purdue really struggled with freshman big man Daniel Aturo. In a meeting, quite honestly, between probably the two best young big men in the Big Ten, Travion Williams and Daniel Aturo. I know that some people think the kid at Illinois is okay too, but I tend to think Travion Williams and Daniel Aturo are the two best young big guys in the league. They certainly played like it today. But I'm off on a little tangent here about something unrelated to the topic at hand. The topic at hand, obviously, is Purdue coming from behind to win this game when it looked like it was on the ropes there three quarters of the way through the second half. You know, the concept of winning, making winning plays and having kind of that knack for making the right play at the right time, kind of settling into that extra gear, so to speak, when you need to, is something this Purdue team seems to have grown into, seems to have now. They've made a lot of timely plays in tight situations, playing like a group that's older and more experienced than it actually is. You kind of wonder if maybe that's not a little bit of a product of Purdue's playing such a difficult non-conference schedule, because the level of competition they faced prior to the Big Ten season was pretty significant in some not so easy environments either. I don't want to say Florida State and Texas were necessarily Michigan State and Indiana and Maryland in terms of going on the road, but obviously Purdue played some pretty good teams away from the comforts of home, and you sort of wonder now if they've sort of found a poise or something of the like here in these situations now, in part because of that. And it is certainly showing up, because Purdue's making a lot of winning plays, a lot of little plays that are leading up to pretty big results. I don't know if anybody has made more winning plays at important times this season than Grady Eifert has, of all people. You know, he isn't one of your top scorers by any means. He's just got kind of a knack for making a big play at a big time. But also, when you look at Nojel Eastern, he has made some really, really important non-scoring plays lately. And obviously, scoring plays when you take into account the free throw shooting, which has been one of the great stories of Purdue's season. You know, in terms of Nojel Eastern, something that I think people look at him and they don't see him as a scorer, so they don't necessarily always recognize everything he brings to the floor. But this is a guy who, obviously, the defense has been well documented. He's one of the most impactful defenders in the Big Ten. The free throw shooting has been one of the great stories of the Big Ten season, because of where he was a year ago and what he's doing now and when he's doing it, most importantly. But I don't know where Purdue would be as a defensive rebounding team without its singular greatest matchup advantage this team enjoys, and that's Nojel Eastern being bodied up on the glass by guys half his size. I mean, it is such a difference maker for Purdue to have a rebounder like that at a position you don't count on for rebounding productivity. But also, in terms of this game, the play he made with 2 minutes to go at the end of the shot clock, you know, we talked a lot about earlier in the season, and we did so rightfully, that Purdue doesn't have a true point guard presence in certain situations. That was one of those situations, and Nojel Eastern had the ball in his hands at the end of a shot clock, and he made, as I said in my written analysis on the site now, you could have put the ball in the hands of the greatest point guard to ever live, to ever play basketball, and you could not have run that play any better than Nojel Eastern did. That was an absolute reaching into of Minnesota's chest and tearing out of Minnesota's heart when Nojel Eastern dribbled into the lane, reversed, and hit Grady Eifert on the backside for that three with 2 minutes to go that put Purdue up 8 points. And that was essentially the play that iced it. There was a really important end one too later for Matt Harms that was probably the play that ended it, but certainly the Eifert three and the play Nojel Eastern made to set it up were really, really significant plays in this game. And another example, a double example of guys making winning plays at key junctures for Purdue, because that was Nojel Eastern making a great play and that was Grady Eifert making a clutch shot. So a lot of guys stepping up, so to speak, for Purdue lately in really important situations. That's why Purdue's winning. Purdue's finding a way. They're finding a way to win. You know, Purdue did not shoot the ball very well for most of this game. It just kind of found a way to win until it started making shots. Once it did start making shots, then that obviously was a significant help. But, you know, Purdue didn't win this game because of its three-point shooting. It won this game because of a lot of things, most notably its two big guys. You know, Purdue's had some great big guys in the past in A.J. Hammonds, Caleb Swanigan, and Isaac Haas. Purdue has really good, if not soon to be great, big guys now, too, in Travion Williams and Matt Harms, the two of which combined for 31 points and missed four shots between them on the day. Matt Harms changed this game on defense with his five block shots and some really important rebounding, especially at the offensive end in the second half. Purdue played Minnesota to a standstill basically on the boards, and that was Minnesota's path to success, was to do to Purdue what Penn State was able to do to a certain extent on the offensive glass. Minnesota could never do it. It couldn't handle Travion Williams on the block offensively. It couldn't handle Matt Harms in screen and roll offensively, but at the same time, Travion Williams did some really nice things in screen and roll. Matt Harms did some really nice things around the rim too. So both of those guys kind of stepped out of their traditional roles in Purdue's offense a little bit to do a little bit of everything too. Just great games together by Travion Williams and Matt Harms. And the future for Purdue at its signature position of the last couple of seasons is clearly very, very bright. If not, its present is very, very bright. That's probably the best way to put it, because both of those guys are playing really well right now. And they are both still young, so they're going to get a lot better. And Purdue has a lot to look forward to there, and obviously gained much today from its advantage on the interior. And, you know, Minnesota had really good big guys, and Purdue's two young big guys outplayed them. And that's the reason Purdue overcame a really slow shooting start and off night up until the final home stretch of the game from Carson Edwards, and just Purdue drawing contributions from a lot of different places, but more so doing it at the most opportune times. That is the sign of a team that is not just winning, but is a winner, if that makes any sense, if a distinction can be drawn there, and I think it probably can. That's what I got. I will free you. Not that you're listening to this real time, but obviously a lot of you are going to go watch the Super Bowl, so I will cut this short. But you will hear this after the Super Bowl most likely. So I hope everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl. Anyway, for GoldenBlack.com, this is Brian Newbert with your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, the East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. I hope all of you have a great rest of your weekend, however much is left of it. Take care.